God had blessed us with two beautiful boys and always wanted a girl. And in 2002, God blessed us with a beautiful blonde hair, blue-eyed little girl, the girl I'd always wanted. She was 21 months old at the time. She got sick. We rushed into the emergency room. They took her out of her arms and laid her on a table and began to work on her immediately and began to do everything they could to resuscitate her and was unable to. And early that Thursday afternoon, our little girl that we'd always wanted was taken from us.
There's nothing worse. I can't imagine anything in life worse than the death of a child, one that you've prayed for and cared for and would give your life for. Maybe you've experienced that as a parent, grandparent, family member. And as a result, you feel like you've been walking in the dark, you know, just looking for some light, looking for some understanding, looking for some hope. It may be something that is recent. It may be something that lingers in your heart from years ago. Well, today we have a friend joining us who's going to tell the rest of that story, Pastor Peter Kraft, and he's going to share with you what God has been teaching he and his wife on this journey. Our goal is to make this hope-filled, but also facing reality. And we're going to do that right here from the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Randy Carlson. Come join us. Much hope as you walk in the dark.
My husband and I got saved about almost 21 years ago, and from that point on, we raised our two sons very intentionally. I mean, we raised them in church, and about 12 years ago, we lost our oldest son in a very tragic accident. He was 15 at the time. Our younger son, right now, he's had some problems, you know, as he was growing up because he was there when his brother passed away. He's looking at doing some prison time. It's just very disappointing, you know, as parents to, number one, to have lost a child, and, you know, now to see our younger son just making such bad decisions and choices for his life.
Mm. You know, today as we talk about a walk in the dark and you hear that story, you know, you heard her say, you know, we've done everything intentionally, we've raised our kids intentionally, and yet there's still pain, there's still loss. And I think it's important to understand that this thing of living intentionally in our faith, developing the kind of faith that is intentional, isn't because we're not going to have pain or loss. In fact, we'll have pain, maybe even more so. I don't know. But I do know this. It means as you grow an intentional faith, you're going to be stronger when that pain comes. And that's the hope that we share today. Well, we want to welcome Reverend Peter Kraft. He is the pastor of the East Side Assembly of God here in Tucson, and he's going to share his story with us today. Peter, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
I think to put some context, we're going to talk about faith, being intentional with our faith when things are just tough. You and your wife, Sheila, and your family, you've been through it. Can you take a minute and share with us? I know it's a story that, I mean, it's just an unbelievable story, but share with us in the next few minutes what what was the darkest, lowest point in your journey so far?
Absolutely. It's one of those moments, Dr. Carlson, that you always think happens to everybody else but would never happen to you.
Yeah.
We were pastoring in southern Missouri. We've been in ministry for quite a few years, and God had blessed us with two beautiful boys, Nathan and Andrew, and always wanted a girl. And in 2002, God blessed us with a beautiful blonde hair, blue-eyed little girl, the girl I'd always wanted. And life was good. Ministry was good. And thought we had everything the way we wanted it. On a Wednesday night in 2004, February, we had gone to church, as we always did on Wednesday nights. I was ministering. And a family in the church was holding our little girl. She was 21 months old at the time. And right before the end of the service, she got sick. And they took her to the bathroom and got her cleaned up. And we didn't think much about it. Our son had been had a virus the week before, and we just assumed it was, you know, connected to that. And so they went and found Sheila. Sheila took the kids on home. I finished up church and came home. Watched her through the night, and she was sick a little bit through the night, but nothing out of the ordinary. So Thursday morning, we took her to our family doctor, and he looked at her that morning and said it looked like just a bug, don't worry about it, and keep her hydrated, and if by the end of the day she's not better, we'll go to plan B. And to make a long story short, about noon that day, we noticed her color began to change. We knew she didn't look well, so we called him, and he told us to get her to the emergency room. And so we loaded in the car and drove to Springfield, and I got her to the hospital. They took her. When we got her there, she was still breathing, but she was no longer responding. Her eyes had glazed over, and we were scared. We rushed into the emergency room. They took her out of her arms and laid her on a table and began to work on her immediately. They began to call for all the emergency doctors to be there. And probably, I don't know the time. I lost track of the time. But shortly thereafter, they lost her heartbeat and began to do everything they could to resuscitate her and was unable to. Yeah. And early that Thursday afternoon, our little girl that we'd always wanted was taken from us.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, that story is touching the hearts of many people because it's a lost story. But it's not the end of the story for you, Pastor. I know that you and your wife have been on a journey over these last 10 years, but through an intentional decision, you decided to really trust God. I want you to share that with us in a moment. And I mentioned to you, as you shared with the staff today, that if no one else in that room was blessed, and I know we all were, it was certainly an encouragement to me and to our son, Derek. We've been through a loss just in this last year. Our daughter-in-law, Ari, and our son, Derek, had a premature birth, and our granddaughter, Zuri, came early, lived for about 30 minutes, just enough time to hold her and say goodbye. And there's a lot of questions why. And I know your message today to the staff was, that's normal, but that's not going to get you anywhere. It's just like a cul-de-sac going around in circles. And I want you to come back and talk a little bit about what journey you've been on since then. Because the tears are still real, aren't they, 10 years later? And for like you said to the staff, you heal, but you never get over. This is not something you ever get over, is it?
No. You know, through the years of ministry, before we experienced this, you think you have all the answers and all the right words. And then when you go through it, you realize how fragile we are.
Yeah.
You realize we don't have all the answers. And, we always assumed after loss there would be closure, but there never is for
No closure. No. That's a good reminder. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Peter Kraft, Pastor Peter Kraft, my guest here today. We're talking about when you take a walk in the dark. And I want you to share a little bit what you and your wife have learned, what you've learned really practically, in a practical message through this process. And also, Pastor, in terms of intentional, where does intentional living, where does this idea of being intentional in our faith, do they come together? And how does that resonate in your own life? We'll come back and share a little more in just a moment.
Yes, I'm calling in about the gentleman that lost his daughter. And my wife and I lost a son 8 years ago. And everybody grieves differently. 9 years later, my wife still hasn't looked at some things that she needs to look at. All I can tell him is to have patience and seek God, because that's how we've gotten through and our marriage is stronger today. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us. We're in this community together, men and women of faith following Jesus Christ, different places, different ages, different backgrounds, different churches, but following the Lord Jesus. And today our goal is to remind us that when we choose to live intentionally, because we serve an intentional God, even the act of intentionally choosing to grow your faith is a decision to be intentional about. And Pastor Peter Kraft is my guest today. Peter's a pastor here in the Tucson area. He and his wife, minister here in the community, but have been through a personal loss. Their precious daughter, she was 2 years old.
Yeah, 21 right? months.
21 months. Lauren was taken in an illness, and you're not sure even to this date what the virus was or what happened. And by the way, I just want to mention to our members, the entire story will be in our membership site, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, Pastor, where does this intentional living thing, living intentionally and growing your faith, how does that resonate in your heart as you've been through all of this?
Dr. Carlson, there are so many facets to all of this, and I love the concept of intentional living, because until you experience something of this magnitude, we take a lot for granted.
Yeah.
I think the loss, it made me evaluate my walk with God. Did I really trust him?
Mm-hmm.
I think if I had to put it in a nutshell of the practicality of it all, and what I shared earlier is the whole concept of trust.
Yeah.
We say we trust until the thing we love's been taken from us. And it really brought home the reality of our Christian faith. It's more than just theology. It's mm-hmm. more than a doctrine. It's real. And trust is something we choose to do. Nobody can force us to trust, but you learn. You learn to trust each day. You learn when there's no answers. And I think when you've not experienced that, we take for granted. And so it really brought home, if I could tell a real quick story, when Lauren was just learning to walk, we had a very nice Cherrywood coffee table in our living room. And I remember one day she stood up to walk to, she grabbed hold of the table and she had a toy with a sharp object in her mm-hmm. hand. And as she walked, she held on to the table, but that toy went right across the wood grain of that Cherrywood table. And I was so upset that she scratched my table. I came in and I lightly scolded her for scratching my table. Well, we went on. When we came home from the hospital that Thursday night after she had passed, when I walked through the living room door, the first thing I saw, Dr. Carlson, was that Cherrywood table.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, if I could have her back, I would let her do whatever she wanted to that table. And it made me realize what's important and what's not.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the things we get upset over and at the end of the day that don't really matter. And it made me conscious of paying attention to that.
Yeah.
To sort out priorities, what really matters. So that coffee table, I still have that coffee table.
I imagine.
And it's a daily reminder of what's really important and what's not.
Absolutely. Well, you're in ministry. People think pastors have all the answers. And your message was a walk in the dark, and you've been in a walk in the dark. You've been through this. How are you different pre and post this experience?
I would like to believe, first of all, I'm wiser, that it produced in me a wisdom that you really don't get out of a book, but it's an experience. I like to believe that I choose my words a little more carefully. I don't say things quite so flippantly, but I think the greatest thing, Dr. Carlson, that's come out of this is compassion. There's no way to minister to somebody who's hurting unless you've hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And I think what's born out of these experiences, and for anybody who's listening, the pain is real and there's no easy fix or easy answers. But eventually, as God softens our hearts, he gives us a compassion that we never could have known without these experiences. And only God can bring beauty out of ashes, and that's what happens, is there is a greater compassion to those that are hurting.
Mm. Well, if you're willing, I'd like to have you come back here in just a moment and get personal about the impact on relationships. You were sharing that when we go through a loss, it affects our relationships, and we take it out sometimes on the people we love the most, which is often our spouse. And perhaps there's someone listening today, and as a result of a unexpected loss in their life, their marriage has really been attacked, and Satan would love nothing more than to bring down a couple as a result of loss. And you've been transparent in sharing that this affected you guys mm-hmm. here in ministry, this loss, the impact on your marriage. Maybe you can encourage a couple, and we'll do that in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Whenever you hear Dr. Randy talk about the five essentials of the intentional life, he always says that faith is the foundation upon which the other four are built. And obviously, the most important thing about faith is having faith in Jesus Christ. If you need help starting that relationship, go to theintentionallife.com, click on Resources, then click on your first One Thing booklet. That's at theintentionallife.com. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
You know what makes a really great team? A team that can conquer anything? It's about being on the same wavelength, striving for a common goal together, and encouraging one another to move the ball down the field, so to speak. The Intentional Living Facebook page is where people sharing stories about their intentional lives huddle. Great encouragement from Dr. Randy will fire you up every time. It's the play of the day. It's time you got on the team. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving today.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Dr. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center today, a very powerful, sensitive, real topic about loss. And we're pleased to have here in our Intentional Living Center Pastor Peter Kraft, who's a pastor of Assemblies of God Church here in the Tucson area, and he and his wife minister here, and they've been through a loss, and he came to share with our staff today what the Scripture teaches. But it wasn't just a message that you would get on a Sunday morning. It was a personal journey of what Peter's been through, what he and his wife have been through, and the impact that the loss of the death of their daughter, 21-month-old Lauren, had on their lives. And in particular, we'll talk a little bit about the impact on their marriage. And we share this today because we want to encourage you. There's someone, maybe you're listening today, this is a time to get very intentional in realizing that there's a time and a place to make a decision, to move forward, to get counseling, to talk to your pastor, to make sure that Satan doesn't have the opportunity to destroy another marriage as a result of a loss that you've been through. That's our encouragement today. And I appreciate you sharing, Peter, that you know, this wasn't something you guys have breezed through, and you said you're still, you know, you're still struggling. Like you said, there's no closure on this. Right. What did this do in your relationship, in your marriage?
Well, number one, it brings back the reality of the vows we make for better, for worse.
Yeah.
And we were in the for worse stage. There are no manuals, Dr. Carlson, for these events. There's no pre-warning. And so you have to navigate through it, and you're affected physically, psychologically, emotionally, but you're also affected spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila and I, God has blessed us. We've seen some wonderful things in our ministry God has done. But when this happened, both of us had to get through it together. But the problem and the struggle is everybody grieves differently.
Yes.
And what happens if you're not careful is you start navigating on a separate chart. Sheila, you know, we talked about this later, that she carried that child.
Yeah.
And there's a bond there that us men, as much as we love our children, we don't have that same connection. And we had some wonderful people that God put in our lives who talked to us about, number one, the statistics of parents who lose a child. The divorce rate is very high. And why that is, because they had lost their son. And there is one particular stage of grief that really becomes the catalyst for damage, and that's anger.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is a normal part of grief, and you can't grieve without it. The problem with anger, Dr. Carlson, is it has to come out. And if that anger doesn't come out, then it eats you alive on the inside.
Yeah.
The problem with anger is it has to have a target. And usually what ends up happening, as everybody's familiar with who's been married, is that the easiest target is the thing that's closest to you.
That's right.
And so thank God for wisdom from somebody else who helped us understand and navigate through that, because we began to experience that at random times without any warning, one of us would just lash out. And it was the grief that the trauma is having to come out. And we caught it and we recognized it for what it was.
What did you do at those moments when you would see that happening? How did you choose to respond as opposed to pushing you apart? What did you do?
Sometimes was no response at all. learning to be very patient. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 says love is patient, and that's the real test. And I shared with you earlier about a moment where, you know, I was healing and I was moving forward at a different rate or different pace than Sheila was. And I was getting impatient. I wanted her to be with me. And at one moment, I tried to preach to her. I tried to minister to her. And I was reminded very quickly she was not one of my parishioners. And so a lot of listening, a lot of forgiving, and a lot of patience. That we're going to have to get through this together. And something else that really became important is we were absorbed with Lauren's loss. But Dr. Carlson, we still had two sons that needed us.
Right.
And we had to navigate that we couldn't neglect or ignore them. And so these are just things nobody prepares you for. And so if there is somebody out there, you'll experience these little nuances in grief that if you're not careful, you become totally consumed with the one you lost. Right. You forget about the ones that you're still with you. And so we caught that and we began to invest in them and let them know that, you know, we hadn't forgotten them.
Well, Peter, you have a PhD in loss because you've been through it. Can you speak for a moment to people? It may not be the death of a child. It could be any loss comes in lots of different shapes: loss of job, loss of health, loss of marriage, and so on. Status, career, anything. What's been your observation of what Christians do wrong, and what they need to be doing that would be right? Maybe it's something that just occurred in the last few days, few weeks, and people are sort of feeling stuck. What's been your observation of what we do wrong and what we need to do to be intentionally right with this?
Well, the first thing right off the bat is so obvious that we learned is when there are no answers, don't try to create an answer. Don't try to make up an answer. And I know people mean well, Dr. Carlson. They want to help. They want to say the right thing.
Right.
But sometimes just saying nothing at all is the best advice when somebody's hurting, when somebody's at a point where, you know, they don't understand. Just be available. So the wrong side is don't try to be the theologian like Job's friends who come up with some answer just to, you know, come up with something. But the right thing is just be a listener. Just let them talk. Let them grieve. Let them be angry. Let them question. Just let them grieve. I believe it's good also if you are grieving, and you're exactly right, it doesn't matter if it's a child, although that is the worst in my opinion, but a job or whatever, find somebody who's been there, who's walked that road, traveled that road, because there's a bond that others just won't understand. Surround yourself with people who've been there, because you walk through it together. We started a support group when we were in Missouri for parents who'd lost children, and it became an incredible bond that today we cherish. So I guess the wrong side of it is you know, trying to be the theologian, because sometimes all you can say is, I just don't know, but I care, and just be a good listener and let them, don't judge them. I was angry at God, Dr. Carlson.
Yeah.
Very angry. I didn't understand. But God understood. And God can handle that. And I think as Christians, we have to understand that we don't have the answers. And we're going to be angry, but it's okay. In the end, God works it out.
Well, there's so much more to the message that we just scratched the surface on this, what the Bible teaches, and also the practicality of when you walk through the dark of life. We were fortunate to be able to capture your entire message on audio and on video today. And we'll be able to talk more about how our members can get access to that. We'll talk about that another time. But I want to thank you, Pastor Kraft, for being here today. Thank you for being so vulnerable. And I would imagine this has completely changed your ministry. I mean, when this is a defining, defining of your life, a definition of your life.
It was.
And allowing you to have that kind of compassion for others. And you certainly came through today. And we appreciate you sharing with us with us. God bless you.
But here's what Nehemiah did. Listen to what happened to him. He first of all went outside by asking the right questions, right? Then he went on the inside and he felt deeply. He did his inside work. He did his head work. Then he did his heart work. Then he went outside, driven by the purpose of his mission, going to the king and saying, this is what I've been called to do. Here's the mission. Here's the direction. Then he went back on the inside to protect the dream from those that would discourage him. And then he went outside again. He exposed the problem. He sold the solution. And he acted intentionally. I think that's a great leadership principle. Those six principles, I think, work. They work for Nehemiah, and I think they can work for you and your family business. My encouragement as you're here today and tomorrow is that you would really focus on the priority of honoring God.
An excerpt from this month's teaching for all members of the Intentional Living family. Very practical lesson on leadership. It was taught in a business setting, but the principles are for self-leadership as well, for you as a person, as a mom, as a dad. Single, married, young or old. If you don't lead yourself, who is? You know, you got to lead yourself. Obviously, God's leading you, right? That's the ultimate goal. But if you don't get up during the day and say, hey, this is the direction we're going to take, your life is going to wander. And so it's a practical leadership message. Then coming up next month on sharpening the edge, how to sharpen your edge in life. And then one question that can change your life forever. I'm very excited about the September teaching. These represent our monthly teaching. Every month I do a brand new teaching. Sometimes it's I'm recording it at an event I'm speaking at. Sometimes it's right here with my staff in-house. But it's always designed for you as a member, financial member. Your financial support allows Intentional Living to stay on the air. We're listener-supported. And I want to thank the thousands of you around the country who stand with us every month, and especially during this summertime, your support is so important. If you haven't shared your monthly gift, I hope you will. And if you haven't joined us before, this is the time to do so. Just go to theintentionallife.com, come to the website, up in the right-hand corner, you'll see the donate button. Click there and you can join us. That's at theintentionallife.com, or during business hours, West Coast time, call 888-888-1717. Our staff are here during the day working and reading the mail and ministering to people, and we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717, press number 4. Okay? Coming up next time, we're going to talk about contentment. Are you a person that really can just be content with what you have? It's hard to do in this culture. That's going to be our focus, how to be intentionally content. We'll see you then from Intentional Living.